You're listening to Amiel of AwakeningTheTruthWithin.com, intuitive counseling and crystal light body healing for your sacred inner balance. This is the feature article of my March 2023 newsletter, Being the Peace, which is free to subscribers. Moving beyond what we think we know. As I've been listening to some alternative broadcasters of late, I've picked up on a subtle repeating pattern. What they're saying about the future is sometimes based on the history of the past. And while there is some validity to this, it just can't be right now. The closed mind says, it's been like this many times before, so this is the way it is now. I know how this is going to go. The closed mind depends on predictability. It assumes that the way things have been will be this way always. But the open mind looks to possibilities in unity with the heart. It acknowledges the natural direction of expansive change. It believes in growth. Which mind is most influencing you, really? Ask on the inner. Is my mind stuck in what I already know? Is a part of me hanging on tight to how it was and therefore forever it shall be? Am I expecting my life to pretty much go the same way? If you are, this will make the life journey more difficult for you, especially now. You can't heal this way. There's no doubt that feeling safe and stable are necessary to inner peace and harmony. And yet our outer world is eroding. What we're experiencing on our planet right now is completely unique. We're moving out of a 26,000-year dark cycle and into universal miracles. The implications are a marvel to consider. Just a few years ago, we had no idea that beyond Harmonic Universe 5 in our time matrix, Harmonic Universe 6 would become part of our cosmos, dedicated to the Divine Mother, the same Divine Mother that only about 20 years ago didn't even have a presence on Earth, except in her tortured form due to the negative aliens' satanic manipulations. More, the Universal Divine Mother and Universal Divine Father have reunited now in sacred marriage. At this timing, the constellations are returning to their natural purpose to support the ley lines and grids on Earth again. Will the astrology that we've relied upon for guidance have to be reinterpreted? It would seem so. Biologically, despite the fact that transhumanists would ridiculously have you believe that the soul will soon be passé, and artificial intelligence is much more brilliant than the creator of all of life, our organs and glands are being restored to their God technology, as originally intended. Additionally, with more thanks to our crystal guardians, our Orion galaxy is reclaimed from the negative aliens at the point of their invasion. So we can't assume things will be as they once were. We are in a constant state of change and renewal. To think otherwise is to keep ourselves in illusion. Humanity's spiritual transition is making this obvious through both dark and light lenses, and the bifurcation is separating them out. We are being shown what is unhealthy, unnatural, unsupportive, life-depleting, dividing, incoherent, restrictive, and suppressive, all that we must choose to become unneeded, unnecessary, and obsolete. And we're being invited to receive and amplify what we deeply know to be resonant, uplifting, birthing life, valuable, harmonious, and expanding. For new beginnings, there must be endings. The energies are such now that anything can happen. While we are ascending, there is a collision with forces that want to bring about our destruction. These are the ones who are clinging to the past, mired in the spirits of greed, lust, coveting, corruption, deception, and perversion. These are the psychopaths who want to keep repeating the timelines of genocide and war and discrimination against the human race and Christos families. These are the ones who pretend to offer some solution to our woes, but they are also the ones that created them. They want to continue to steal our sovereignty by creating a survival mentality. Our earth will not be destroyed, absolutely not, but what is most dear to many will: the ego. In practical daily reality, this seems to present as communication breakdowns, people not paying attention, and unreliability. We've been operating all these years in a reality that has been hijacked. It looked like it functioned, and it seemed to be efficient for the most part, and evolved to meet more and more of our needs. But if we've studied our galactic history, we can easily say that our quote-unquote operating system was actually loaded with a lot of quote-unquote viruses. In fact, the reversal systems that were put into place present one thing on the surface, while behind the curtain is the opposite. For example, the World Economic Forum promises a quote-unquote great reset, where you will own nothing and be happy. What that actually means is that you will be owned by them. Now, if you take away those viruses and artificial intelligence, one might think that things would become more efficient and work better, and perhaps in some cases that's so. However, our reality has been heavily embedded with artificial timelines and the ego personality layers, to the degree that we can say our societies were built on those viruses, and we've unknowingly depended upon them. Point in fact, for those who are not self-aware, they would say that ego personality and all the pain is just a part of being human. It would seem that way, but it's not. It's a negative alien construct of manipulation and enslavement. As examples, mental looping, suicidal ideation, and triggering are not natural. So if you take away those viruses, how will things operate? If you take away the ego, how will people behave? The collective subconscious and conscious mind is shifting. The shadow has to rise and purge. This can create elevated stress. This may not all be obvious overnight, but it is becoming more apparent, especially since we're also witnessing the painful effects of the mRNA injections on humanity's consciousness. So, it means that as we navigate the 3D reality, we have to pay attention to whether we've been heard accurately, what inconsistencies or inaccuracies we're dealing with in ourselves and with others, what consciousness we're engaging with, and how we and others are behaving. We likely can't take things for granted and have to be a bit more diligent. The everyday is no longer applying to every day, and it's good to be aware of this. The disharmony also applies to how technology systems are working, everything from self-checkout at the grocery to online transactions and email. Of course, it's up to us to manage our own shadow when things don't go quite as expected. On a spiritual level, This dismantling of the ego mind can feel like a physical death. Where the forces within collide and churn and bring about a cleansing of energy, what remains is refined into truth and the substance that is the purity of the Holy Mother and the Holy Father and the Christos Sophia. There is ample opportunity now to reach for that sacred union with ourselves, with our God self, and with those we love and cherish. There can't be a better time than now to say what needs to be said to those we love, and that includes ourselves. Radiate love. This is the energy that unites earth to the higher heavens, that brings that sacred marriage from all directions into the center point of all creation. We have so much to be grateful for, and within that gratitude is the truth that the human body, the sacred body, is working its way to birth a new level of consciousness. This won't happen for everyone, though the potential is there. But it will be for those who intend it in their hearts and want to be free. There are many people talking about freedom on earth, and they want this in their hearts. But the consciousness they carry, the development of their spirit, is in the early stages of awakening. Life experience may have taught them some truths, and they definitely want to feel safe, steady, accepted, and balanced. Who wouldn't want to feel that freedom? Yet there is a lack of awareness and misunderstanding of what it takes to embody that. What it takes is consistent, dedicated, disciplined commitment to keep clearing self-deceptions and integrating and reclaiming the truth of a human's true nature. How that most resonantly and uniquely unfolds for each person can only be theirs to know. Each person must participate as a co-creator. It comes from the soul spirit, and it wants to be expressed. So, the soul searching these days isn't just a question of, what do I want? Nor is it a demand of, I want freedom. It's also, who am I here to be and express in service? For many conscious people, this last one has been the aching question. And yet, what needs to happen first is to look within and ask, what is still not aligned with my greatest self right now? What is not aligned to the feeling, the sense of wholeness? What goes on in the mind and emotions that creates pain rather than peace? Is there anxiety and fear, lingering regret, hurt, grief, or anger? Instead of the trust that there is some sacred power that is greater than all things. This is a journey, and it can be a difficult one because the negative forces have designed it to be that way for humanity. Current frustrations, anger, confusion, and sadness feed off of long-ago timeline memories of betrayal, karmic superimpositions, alienation, and annihilation. However, the journey can be more easily traveled if there is a sense of being carried by the relationship you have with the divine. In fact, it's essential. Talk to God, Spirit, the Creator, like you would speak to your most trusted friend. Be honest. Be sincere in your heart. It isn't humanity's destiny to succumb to the darkness that is pushing and forcing us into destruction. The destiny of humanity is to rise from that, move beyond that, so that the brilliance comes not from having survived the onslaught of insanity that is evidently an anti-life agenda, but to say, I have better knowledge of who I am. As a result, what I have seen, digested, and witnessed with loving compassion. My eyes and ears have taken in the devastation that is occurring. But my spirit knows that all that is being thrown on us as another attempt at suppression, as another imposition of black magic, is just that. I can see it for what it is. And when we can see that, we can trust ourselves to know the difference between what is sacred and what is desecrated. Then we will have seen truth. That discernment, that capacity, is a clear sign that tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, and so on, will unfold into a resurrection of our crystal diamond hearts. There is no way for anyone to know or predict right now how exactly this awakening will all unfold, or what we'll see in our lifetimes. Let's please also remember that when we're listening to subject matter experts on alternative media, they are also spiritually growing. Some do have a lot to offer, while others that perhaps we've come to rely on, or called leaders in industry, are people who gained their status in alignment with the crumbling parasitic structures. Spiritual shifts can be surprising, but at the moment, it's safe to say that every person is moving through triggers and trials and contending with ego illusions and spiritual wounds and extraordinary, insidious mind control and trickery. This runs deep. We must be discerning. Never give up. Surrender. We have the opportunity to choose how we contribute, what we intend, and the influence we have. It's wise to take some time for conscious reflection and inquire, what am I here to contribute? Many tend to grab onto the obvious or look for the grand, but we can look at simply how we wish to be remembered. Not because we'll be rewarded or praised, but because it's authentic and aligned with our values and our true nature, and it feels resonant and heart-opening. And if the truth that emerges for you challenges you, if you find it hard, or you fear bringing that into your living, then know you have healing work to do. But don't let that stop or delay you from expressing your heart in the best way that you can now. Accept who you are now and be of service with kindness or a helping hand. This is what will spiritually move you to your highest expression, beyond what you think you already know about yourself. If you would like one-on-one support to help you through this collective dark night of the soul, please book a healing appointment. Go to www.awakeningthetruthwithin.com. Be peace.